Hey, it's Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley here, one of the co-hosts of High Society Radio. We are in best of this week. We couldn't all be together in the same room, so we just thought this isn't right. All three of us need to be together to do High Society Radio. And just because we're in a best of this week doesn't mean you shouldn't check out our Twitter at HS Radio Show, our Facebook, facebook.com/High Society Radio, or our subreddit, reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. Rest assured, none of us have been arrested, and none of us are dead, at least at the time of this recording. But for all you more like radio.com listeners, this will be brand new, fresh material, because this will be a show back from when we weren't even on morelikeradio.com. So, coming up next is a best of, but if you just start listening to us because of More Like Radio, this will be new to you. So, it's kind of a win-win, right? I don't know. Coming up is the best of High Society Radio.
If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
We're back on pace. It's High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley. To my right,
Bronx Johnny.
To Johnny's right,
Chris from Brooklyn.
All right, there you go. Two people named Chris. It's great.
I just want to say something.
Yes.
I don't say it nearly enough. That was a bang up job with that New Jack intro. Sometimes when I'm really drunk, I just mutter that shit when I'm walking down the street.
We don't hit women. But if I would have taken that
but
part
you can,
out.
You don't need to use bitches in the literal sense of women.
Okay. All right. Punks.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking right.
Speaking of wrestling, yeah, the New Jack opens us up every time, every podcast, every episode. Raw 1000, New Jack didn't show up.
And I was disappointed. You know who didn't show up and it was really disappointing?
Stone Cold.
Exactly. What the fuck?
I don't understand what the fuck was going on there.
They saved him for WrestleMania, son.
You think? That's Raw 1000.
No, I think he's got some sort of beef going on.
Oh, no, actually, he was hurt, too, was the word. He's doing some fucking daddy daycare kind of movie bullshit.
I think that may be what it is. He's just doing movies and they're not letting him plug the movies as much, so he probably has a bad...
What? He needs a really... Come on, let him plug a straight-to-DVD movie. Ain't nothing he's coming out in theaters.
Yeah, it's true.
Or they could at least had Danny Trejo there. That's his boy and shit now.
Hell yeah, they made that one movie together.
They're like, fucking...
What? What else do you need from a movie? Yeah, there's a movie with Danny Trejo.
Two movies apparently together. Did
What else do you need in a movie besides Danny Trejo and Stone Cold?
They're like fucking Val Kilmer and 50 Cent fucking last year and shit. Just making mad movies together.
Is it going to be the new Machete? You should.
Yo, part two comes out fucking this year, I think.
Machete Kills or some shit.
Looking good shit.
I would bet Stone Cold might make a cameo in that.
Like, why not, Stone Cold?
They're boys now.
Hell yeah, son.
But yeah, but back to New Jack, though. Just anybody listening to this, if you ever get a chance, if you like the old ECW stuff, you got to watch Last Call with Raven and Sandman, and then Mustafa and New Jack show up, and it's just the four of them drunk out of their faces.
That's awesome.
It's good times, man.
Paul Heyman showed up at Raw 1000.
Yes, he did.
This is going back, what, a week and a half now since, from the time we recorded this?
A week.
Yeah, a week
just
and a half.
Just about a week, yeah.
He was great. I saw Stephanie McMahon for the first time. As I stopped watching wrestling consistently.
Nice biddies, man.
In early 2001, maybe 2002.
Yeah.
And she looks totally different.
She had some work done.
She's had bad work done.
Still fuckable,
her
though.
Her fucking face is totally sculpted.
I think she was on coke, though. I think she was. Her jaw was gone.
I think Vince runs a tight ship with the fam. I don't think he'd fucking like her being all gacked out.
Unless he's fucking dealing her the dope and shit, because he used to do that back in the day.
Don't say that, Johnny.
Allegedly.
She showed up. The only other thing between the Attitude Era and the Raw 1000 I've seen was CM Punk talking shit, about a year ago at this point, where he cut that promo?
The pipe bomb.
And I guess he turned heel, and that's that's a huge thing. I wouldn't know, because I haven't fucking been watching it.
It's good shit, man. He fucking STF'd some shit to The Rock. Knocked him on his ass.
What the fuck is an STF?
It's a GTS.
No. Go to sleep. Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
It's a pretty good wrestling move, as far as wrestling moves go.
Wait, is that the one where you put him up on his shoulders and then like kicks him in the... I don't like that at all.
Well, that's a good move.
It's anticlimactic.
I didn't like the fucking Rock overselling it and shit. Everybody's doing it now.
No, hell yeah. They all learned that from fucking Vince, from when he got hit with fucking stunners every Monday night. And just started eventually flying 7 feet in the air.
There were points where I thought the man shit his pants.
That's great. Nice. Vince McMahon knows how to take a bump.
He does.
It's hysterical.
And apparently so does his daughter, because she was going to
cook. Oh, shit.
All right.
In 1,000 episodes, I'll be tuned back in. If anyone from that broadcast is live, or I am. I don't know. What was that, 20 years of episodes or some shit?
Something like that.
No, it's less than that, I think.
Less than 20 years?
Yeah, well, slightly less. But about 20 years,
52 episodes. Yeah. They never miss a day.
Yeah,
they don't.
It's because Vince, dog, he doesn't fuck around. He wants that money.
It's not like wrestlers are fucking dropping like flies or anything.
It doesn't matter because people still want to be wrestlers. It doesn't fucking matter. Motherfuckers are like, you're probably going to kill yourself. It's like the NFL almost, except fucking more
except way worse
than concussions.
It's way more concussions, I think. Yeah. Even. Yeah. Well, maybe not linemen. They're getting like 3 or 4 a week.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Son.
Getting fucked up. Wait, that's a bad thing. Why did I just say hell yeah? Jesus Christ. Oh, boy. All right, let's start the show. Sorry about just talking about Raw 1000, but we all like wrestling here.
Fuck yeah.
And I haven't fucking watched wrestling in a long time. And I'll bring this up. Fucking APA showed up. That was really
great.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
And Farouk said, damn, which everyone was waiting for. I felt he waited too long to say it.
I felt
he could have gotten to a little quicker. I know he's trying to build it, but he should have gotten to it quicker.
Crowd popped when he did it, though, so
of course it did.
It was, holy shit, son. He did it.
But they know what to do. Come on. First, you give these guys no retirement plan so that they have to come on TV for whatever little fucking pennies you throw them whenever you have an event. And wrestling fans are like more nostalgic than like hip-hop fans. You know what I mean? Like, they're the only... I didn't even know who the hell that guy Slick was. I don't remember that at all.
You remember Slick?
No.
Motherfucker,
Slick,
man.
He
was a pimp. He ran a one-man gang.
Yeah, one-man gang.
Hakim.
He was their manager. Yeah, I remember that team of the one-man gang and Hakim the African Dream.
Jive-talking black man. He was great.
Almost smacked Miss Elizabeth a couple times.
There was a wedding at the beginning of the show, I think, with Daniel Bryan and some diva. I don't know who the diva is. I know there was a wedding. See, I was hoping was they bring back Jake the Snake and they give him a box with a snake in it.
That should be awesome, son.
And just go throw back like a motherfucker. But Jake Snake's probably dead.
No, I think he is still hanging on somewhere.
We drank like fucking 4 times thinking he was.
Yeah, why not? He should be dead. We're on a drinking game. Big ups.
Good times.
Fucking game will make you vomit.
Good times.
Jake the Snake is just in a homeless shelter somewhere with the snake in a bag at the foot of his bed. Somebody tries to run his shit, just gets bit by the snake.
You know how many times that snake died, man? That's some crazy shit.
Earthquake.
Well, snakes don't live that long.
Do
they?
He had some shit on the road, and then he said one day, I guess they were in Florida somewhere, the fucking snake died from not fucking being fed properly. He just left it outside a door. Housekeeping to pick it up.
He's not a responsible human being.
He's not a fan.
You can't
of
keep
penis.
An animal in a bag.
Hey,
eventually he lost that burlap sack of just throwing it into a plastic garbage bag.
Well, I don't know. In India, they keep the fucking snakes in like the clay jars, right? Or something?
I think so,
that's what stereotypical TV shows
that's
and cartoons taught me.
I thought they were wicker baskets.
There you go.
All right, okay.
Wicker baskets are breathable. Come on.
True.
That makes sense.
Oh, man. If you haven't seen it, watch Beyond the Mat to see the greatness or the darkness of fucking Jake the Snake Roberts.
If you think your dad is an asshole, watch that shit with him and give him a fucking hug afterwards, because your dad's not Jake the Snake.
And your dad's not Jake Snake's dad either.
That's a good point. Oh, yeah. God.
That's a great documentary.
God damn.
All right. So you listen to Ice Society Radio. Some shocking news hit the hip-hop world. Snoop Dogg has given up the name Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
He is now Snoop Lion.
Fuck
and converted to Rastafarianism.
Yeah, it seems about right.
It's what took him so long.
You know what? Here's what it is. He's probably the sect of Rastafarianism that doesn't let women smoke weed because he's sick of lighting up these hoes.
Okay. Sure.
That makes sense.
There's a sect of Rastafarianism where the women aren't allowed to smoke weed, and I think maybe Snoop Dogg's not making as much money as he used to. He can't be passing that blunt to all the bitches.
Snoop Dogg is making good cash. Come on.
You think?
Yes. Yo,
he never stops working.
Fucking right.
For 30 years. He hasn't had a bad year. I guess the court cases have been pretty shitty.
The one time.
Well, no, 30 years.
He had two fucking major cases. That was it.
Well, all right, so say it's 25 years. The guy's been working consistently, just blowing the fuck up.
And he's good money. Never got divorced or nothing, so his money's tight.
Ridiculous crossover artist that just does nothing but bring up cash. And now his documentary coming out about it, and he's released a new single.
Digging it.
I think it's called La La La.
Oh, that's nice.
I guess it's nice. I'm not sure, Johnny.
We'll see.
Here we go. He went to Jamaica and found Ja.
Very nice.
I went to Jamaica and found shitty weed. And people trying to rip me off constantly.
Of course.
That sounds about right. Sugar.
All right.
Is he gonna sing?
He kind of raps.
He's fucking praising his God. Give him some time, son. Them a walk in a talk about this a one. Them a laugh and go on about that a one. Hey, what you want, you can't get it, get it. And the problem will get real dready, dready. Say, who feels it knows? And I suppose that you never know. You reap what you sow. All right.
Look, there's Bob Marley.
Yeah.
There was Buju. And now there's Snoop Lion.
Oh, yeah.
Snoop Dogg's dead. And none but Snoop Lion. Now, he's been going on about how great Jamaica is and how great, you know, the music scene is over there. When I was over there, I was talking.
So the music scene is so great that he contributed this.
It's good stuff.
Soon to be massive hit.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Yeah. I'm sure over there it's going to be huge because motherfuckers still love music, but all they listen to is dancehall. But the dancehall scene is basically East Coast, West Coast, where every dude there, every fucking kid we talked to, there were two guys. It was like two crews of fucking guys. I don't know. Basically, one dude called Vibe Cartel, who was basically the Bret Michaels of Jamaica.
Okay.
He has his own rum out. He has his own dating show.
Gotta do it.
He released his own soap to make you lighter skinned because he bleeds the skin.
Okay.
Against some other crew. The dude's in prison for killing a promoter.
Hey.
It's hysterical. It's just, and Buju Banton, the biggest guy since Bob
Buju
Marley.
Bad motherfucker, man. I know
he's doing
him.
20 years in prison for cocaine trafficking.
He got lucky on that.
There's a lot of money in music in Jamaica.
Yeah. And it's and it's unregulated. It's fucking Jamaica.
Yeah.
It's not the United States. There are not too many cops there.
Pirate Bay music, man. Oh.
This is the sound of our youth culture, Johnny.
I love it. La 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 la. La
la la. I'm not the only one that thinks this is really bad, right?
I think you are, son.
Really?
I'm digging this shit. This is better than Mace's fucking conversion.
I'll give him that.
This is at least catchy.
He's not doing much over it.
You don't got to, son. It's like fucking
this is a single, Johnny.
Snoop Lion,
son.
I'd rather listen to Nori's reggaeton album.
I don't want him fucking coming out saying we murdered him or nothing crazy like that, but, you know, respect Rasta, man.
Or he could just make a fucking anti-gay song.
Hey.
They don't like gay people.
They
at
no,
all.
They don't.
They really don't like gay people, Rastafari.
People used to dance to that fucking song. What was it? Like 92, 93?
Well, Boom Bitty Bye Bye, right? Yeah. Look that. Look up Buju, Boom Bitty Bye Bye, whatever the hell it is.
Bobbing to that, and they're like, holy shit, this is a hate crime.
Yeah, we're
dude,
actually
there's like hundreds.
Wait a minute.
But this was like the big one. This is what fuck. This when this Buju was like, I don't know, 16
shit
or something.
Was
put this out.
Flooding the radio stations. Everybody, yo, it's his hit.
So
no
it's like
knew what it meant.
So like a 16-year-old kid puts out a song about I just want to kill gay people and becomes the biggest fucking thing in the country and internationally. Now since then, he said that's you know terrible.
Yeah, you got to do it.
But also, he's also in prison for a very long time.
Wow. All gotta find Josh sometime.
All I could find is the Cypress Hill version.
Just type in Buju. B-U-J-U.
Damn, I didn't know Banta was doing 20 years, though.
Damn, right? Man, he's fucked.
Actually, no, he got, like I said, he got off pretty easy. He was on other charges and shit.
Here we go. Boom, bye, bye.
Oh,
I'm kidding when he did this.
I
gunshot me head back. Just let's kill gay people.
That's a good song. It's like boom bye bye in a
body boy. Boom bye bye in a body boy.
I thought he was talking about a hat when I was a kid. Like, oh, it's a nice hat.
How many let me ask you, how many liberal arts college white girls fuck their first black guy to this song?
Probably a bunch.
Oh, I bet he'll like to fuck me to this. No gay people should have rights.
Got a smooth.
Wait, how big is your dick?
Yeah, you got some salty talk there.
Mm, good, I'm good at it. Subscribe to my webcam channel.
If you were a 19-year-old white college go-ahead girl, you'd be getting all the dick.
Yeah, you'd be getting a real good night to this shit. Maybe some Snoop Lion later on.
So you gotta wonder if Snoop's gonna go down this direction.
I don't think so, man. He still lives in L.A. He can't be doing that shit.
I think he was saying something like he's going to move to Jamaica or something. It's really weird.
He's going to go to Jamaica and go to Ethiopia. That's what their religion does, man. I went through that fucking phase.
You went through a Rasta phase?
Oh, I was hanging out with him. I wasn't in that shit. They fucking spooky as fuck, man.
Whoa.
Johnny.
What?
Isn't a racist show,
what?
Johnny.
Shut the fuck up. I said spooky. As in scary.
Sounded it out. It doesn't help.
Yeah.
Just bad choice of words, John.
What are you saying? They look like...
No, man.
Oh.
Oh.
All right, so you're hanging out with a bunch of Rastas.
They're talking about fucking shadow people. Man, like weird shit, man.
Shadow people?
Yeah. There's that they come for you. So I'm like, that's
why?
Some ghosts,
I think
man.
You're hanging out with white supremacists calling each other spooks.
No, man.
Shadow people. Sounds like some racial slurs.
No.
Weird.
Yeah.
There was a white guy in the group, of course. Barry.
Barry. Of course his name was Barry.
Yes, he did. Shitty blonde fucking dress. He looked like the fucking cop from The Professional. They also had a Rastafari in that movie.
And Gary Oldman was in the crew, too, that Johnny was hanging out
with. Oh, yeah. He played a fucking Rastafari in, too. There you go.
Yeah, Drexel.
Hell, yeah.
He was great.
Is it White Boy Day? It ain't no fucking White Boy Day.
Look, he likes his Chinese food, he likes prostitutes, he likes cocaine.
And he ain't prettier than a pair of titties.
Hates gays. That's what we learned today. Johnny calls Rasta spooks.
Hey.
And
all right, let's not highlight the racism.
Okay.
Let's try to pass over it.
Oh, man. This shit makes me miss fucking Video Music Box.
Oh, I remember that. The
right.
Box.
Hey, yeah. You get free videos. Same videos after an hour, but you know, whatever. It's free.
Yeah. No annoying
is
talking.
Is that still on like fucking like late night on Saturdays? I'm like,
I don't know.
Public
man.
Queens Public Access.
That was on like the UHF channels or something. It was like pirate TV.
Yeah.
Didn't like some black guy like host it, right?
Nah, you think about the fucking show where the dude goes out and shit. I'm talking about like where you had to order like music for like 99 cents. It was before downloading and shit. That's how old we are.
Before downloading? I don't even know what you're talking about. Look, dog, I got an Android phone.
Fuck yeah.
I just watched Project X before I came in here.
Again?
I got to get my shit down, dog.
Yearly.
I'm fucking, you know, I'm just trying to stay current. Maybe I'll Instagram something later. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
I'll put a filter on that
you
shit.
You on it?
No. Not yet.
Big time.
Not yet. I'm
you're going to be there. Don't worry
about it. I'm
getting
to it. You'll yeah.
be there.
Put some filters on some fucking pictures, and people will be like, holy shit, that's better than a regular picture. And then I'm the man.
You gonna hashtag it?
Yeah, sure, I'll hashtag it. I'll be like, fucking crazy filter, huh?
You gonna have mad friends making duck faces on your fucking hell page yeah. and shit? Mad titties and stuff?
What? Titties?
Hashtag pop titties.
Hell yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait to finally fucking be on Instagram and Twitter and Pinterest. This would be fucking sick.
We gotta get you a fucking
like visor. That new like the new state the girl running for state senate.
Oh, she's yeah.
Through social media.
What is it? I'm a senator and I know it or
yeah,
some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. What's her name? She's an Orthodox Jewish girl, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Orthodox Jew. And she is so young.
What gave it away? A nose?
And uncorruptible.
Mm.
She hasn't been in the politics game yet. So she hasn't been corrupted. So she's the one we should get to represent, well, I guess that neighborhood in New York State.
She's fucking yeah. rich.
Except for she doesn't know anything that's going on.
What are you talking about, Chris?
She doesn't know much. Didn't they show her, wasn't she on like Good Day New York and they were showing her images of like the governor? And she was just like, well, I know his policies, but I don't know what he looks like.
That's fine.
Typical come woman on. Statement.
It's a Cuomo, dog. They all look alike.
Cuomo.
Fantastic.
I thought we weren't highlighting the racism.
This is her song.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, this is what plays on her website.
Oh my God.
She's a senator and she knows it, Johnny. This is hysterical. New York has lost its fucking mind. I wonder, was this her idea or did her I don't know if her parents would put her
maybe
up to
her
this.
Dad
I mean, this sounds crazy.
Or her fucking grandmother.
No, she said she was a poli sci major, not because it was easy, because she believed in it.
I guess it's not a fucking bad idea. I mean, she got plenty of heat off of it. It was in every New York paper. It went nationwide.
Well, that's because of how stupid it is.
Yeah, but it's great.
She calls herself the diva of the district. There you go.
Well, basically, here's the thing. I think she's going to get a lot of 18-year-old votes, right? That sure. would normally never vote for somebody this conservative.
No, no
she's pro
way.
Stop and frisk.
Just like me. Holy shit, what else is she for?
She's anti-abortion, which you're for.
No, I'm not. I say everyone have kids, as many as you possibly can. All right, what else?
She wants to kill minorities?
Holy, it's like she's reading my fucking mind.
Really?
She fucking work for that campaign.
That's crazy.
Oh, man. She's kind of funny.
And I love Al.
She called Bloomberg a phony Jew on that real shit. That's a quote on her website.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Oh, and her shit like glitters and stuff on her website.
Yeah.
It's mad nice. It's got like a shine to it.
She's a senator from my generation.
The dude she's running against is Kevin Parker. He has anger management problems and was convicted after hit and run.
Oh, man. She's already fucking talking shit about him.
She's talking. I think that's just public knowledge.
Oh, okay.
And she went at him. She said, "Yo, Parker, at least I don't go around assaulting news reporters and having hissy fits."
Listen,
in the Senate.
All right, okay. Hold on, Mindy.
Catty quick, son.
You're in the fucking game long enough. You probably start assaulting news reporters.
She's going for the throat,
wouldn't?
Son. She's on that 50 Cent shit. How to rob? Damn.
There, that photo
ran
looks
train
staged.
On her there.
You, this looks staged to you?
She's just standing
you don't think
in the
she hangs out with all these kids in this low-income neighborhood?
Bunch of guys
playing basketball in a miniskirt?
That dude in the Nets is a fucking undercover cop, I bet you.
Dude, I seen her
in that's White Mike. What are you talking about?
I seen her in N1 mixtape, Chris. So I think you're the one who looks stupid now.
Maybe.
She was with Hot Sauce.
All right. She's
see, this is about right. This is Ocean Parkway. She's by a chess.
That looks
board
like
here.
Your neighborhood, son.
Yeah, it's what it looks like. This is where these folks live.
Holy shit, there's Chris.
That's me right here in the wife beater.
Damn, son. Time has not been good to that man.
Yeah. These kids look like they're really happy to meet Mindy.
All right, she just
told them, I'm kicking your family out.
Yeah, she's just standing here with these two Mexican children in this other photo.
My dad's the landlord of this place.
Yeah, you're going to have to go.
Under that caption of,
I've got too many shoes, so the 30 of you living in the studio apartment in the basement are going to have to get out.
The caption is, if you don't clean here, you don't live here.
Oh, John.
So, yeah, if you want to donate to Mindy Meyer's campaign, you can go to
she needs Mindy donations. For, you fucking
MindyMeyerForSenate.com and donate to her campaign.
She's
got or, I mean, you could just go to the contact page and tell her how you feel about her.
Her number's there?
Oh, her phone number's here? No, it's her campaign manager's.
All right.
Something tells me these are her parents.
Yeah.
What up, Mindy's parents?
Oh, yeah. I was at that fucking bowl game with your daughter the other day. She's mad nice, yo. It's real good to the team. We like.
I posed in the stage picture with her for her website, so I'm looking for some cash.
Tell them you're from that Gotham website and you wanted to do a fucking article on her. And then you have a good time. Show, you know. Show what you're working with, son. Yo, she's kind of flat, though. That kind of bugs me a little bit.
She's kind of what?
She's flat-chested.
I mean, that's what bothers me in most state senate candidates.
And, like, she's wearing a suit. Like, if you're going to wear a suit, you got to have some titties under there. At least fucking fill your bra or some shit. Respect yourself.
She's about her business, Johnny. Mindy Myers taking care of business. She doesn't care about your titty fetish.
I'm just saying, what's the last flat-chested woman ever got into politics and won something?
Hillary Clinton.
She lost.
She's Secretary of State.
Yeah. But she had...
And she was New York State... She was the senator for the state of New York before
she
that.
She had at least be B cups or some shit, right?
That's pretty flat.
You could work with B cups. There's a little fatty tissue there to play with and shit, you know?
Sure, Johnny.
I don't know. She's apparently not sucking dick because...
Yeah, well...
We all know how that went.
They got her in Egypt with that shit. That was pretty hard. She was out there.
Yeah,
she went out there for relief efforts.
Monica Lewinsky, right? Or Monica.
Yeah.
Monica.
She goes out there to help those shitty sandal wearing motherfuckers.
Oh, come
on. And they shit on her.
They're trying to get their shit together over there.
By fucking dropping shit from 95 on us.
They'll never let that shit drop.
Never forget, son.
Then they just throw shoes at her. It's fucked up. It's probably their only pair of shoes.
Oh, yeah. They ain't getting them shits back.
I mean, I'd be annoyed, but I'm not going to fucking throw my shoes at somebody. Shit.
It's mad assault.
And that shit's war torn, so there's like fucking rubble all over the place.
Oh, yeah. You could pick up some rocks or shrapnel around there and just chuck that.
Sure.
Chuck your shoes, B.
Gotta get them fucking shits fresh.
So you going to just let this shit run because the shit's been running off for like, it's still in the headphones.
Yeah, son.
Oh,
this
man.
My shit. This is me and Mindy's shit.
Oh, my God.
You guys heard this song before?
I never heard the song before.
I like them because they're silly.
There you go.
That's why I like Mindy.
And she's repping your borough, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's from... She says she's from Flatbush, but...
What?
Her nose says she's from Ocean Parkway.
Yeah, you can... That's kind of a red herring there on her face.
Why don't you run against her, Chris?
I should.
Yo, who was that fucking politician you heckled every year at the Mermaid
Parade? Oh, Marty Markowitz. I hate that son of a bitch.
Yeah. Marty Markowitz is the worst person ever.
He's a piece of human garbage. He knows, too. The folk gets there, and he's all waving, and then just the first one starts, and he's like, he just gets a look at it. He's like, fuck. Those kids again. Because we can hang out in front of the same store every year, because the only ones that sell beer and the big plastic cups. Yeah. You can't keep your plastic cup for a whole year.
Jeez. He probably fucking, before he gets on his floor, his grandkids are giving him hell. Like, you go get him.
Yeah.
And you drunk assholes.
Go get him, grandpa. And
you drunk
assholes
make his fucking
dick. I hope somebody wraps a plastic lightsaber with razor wire and fucks you in the ass. Because that's his shtick, is that he pulls out, he goes to every graduation at Brooklyn College or Midwood High School, and he pulls out a lightsaber and says, may the force be with you.
Ew.
No, bullshit.
I swear to God, he's been doing it for 10 years.
Jesus, what?
Did you see when he rapped with Jizza?
No.
All right, search Marty Markowitz Jizza. Jizza being the genius.
I know who that is.
Maybe not everyone's a Wu-Tang fan. Of the Wu-Tang Clan.
What? Oh, this is bad.
Is it bad? There it is right there.
Oh, I like Liquid Swords. Jizza,
it's good to see someone representing Brooklyn.
Was that right?
Oh, my God. Did you see the Jizz's face? Like, he was clenching his teeth, ready to just smack the shit out of him.
Oh, look, he's fine.
Man, he's so angry in that video.
He's just like, you going to take care of my warrants, right, fat Jewish man?
Hell yeah. He's like, you could do that? Call somebody up right now. You lying.
You think he still has warrants?
Oh, of course I do. That's my shit right there. I just seen it the other day.
I don't know. The Marty Markowitz version's kind of better.
Oh, word is it? That's crazy, son. He's still in office too, right?
Yeah, I don't even know. How long do borough presidents stay in office? Because I don't remember another borough president.
I thought there were term limits on that shit, man. The Bronx, we stay getting new fucking presidents, whether they want to leave or not.
Marty Markowitz has a fucking iron grip on the constituency of Brooklyn.
He's got that lightsaber. He's fucking everybody up.
That liquid sword
lightsaber. Yelling, may the force be with you every fucking time.
Well, he's really cool, so I mix up for it.
Hey, he's down with the woo.
He is. He's friends with GZA. I'm not friends with GZA.
I can't say that myself either. I met Ghostface. He's a cool dude.
Yeah?
Very nice guy.
What'd you guys talk about?
Nonsense? He just talked nonsense to you?
Nah, dude. He was trying to sell me some Wu-Tang gear because I was in the store. I'm like, word. I'll take a hat.
You were in a Wu-Wear store?
Yeah. Right on Staten Island by the fucking barbershop on the 62 bus.
So
it's not there anymore.
1980. No. So in 1989, you met Ghostface?
Early 90s, come on. Let's give him some credit.
That shit was mid-90s. Like 2000, 99, 2000. I was still looking for a college back then.
They were like the first guys to bring out with a clothing line, right? Or like a real branded one.
Yeah. Well, no, I was going to say Run DMC, but that was Adidas shit. So.
Yeah, that wasn't like they're like, fuck, we're going to make the clothes and we're going to brand them ourselves. So
yeah, they made a ton of money off WooWear, though. Oh, I mean, that shit was popular to sell for a while.
I'd fucking buy some WooWear right now. Shit, they probably make more money now if they fucking sold WooWear.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. I mean, definitely still in Japan. I bet they still sell it in Japan.
Killer motherfuckers bees, love Wu-Tang.
Oh, yeah. I had the concert T-shirt with all their faces on it. I couldn't wear it in the house, but it was a good time.
Why couldn't you wear it in the house?
My grandparents didn't like that shit. So
it was too spooky for them?
Hey, all right, you ain't gonna fucking drop that.
Well, that was a callback.
Gonna keep chucking that at me,
it's called the callback.
All right.
I thought that's what we did.
Who doesn't like Wu-Tang, Johnny? Come on.
My grandparents was really big fans.
Yeah, why?
Fucking gold teeth and all that shit, and you know, when you see kids getting high and drinking in the house to that shit, you might not be a fan of it.
That's true.
What'd you fucking smoke to? Fucking Rat Pack music and shit?
Yeah.
Good stuff, man.
I smoked grass.
At the fucking social club you boys on?
Yeah. Then we throw Molotov cocktails at people.
Yeah, that movie holds up awesome, too, son. Bronx Tales is shit.
It was filmed in my neighborhood.
No, it wasn't. It was the Bronx.
The part.
I know the City Island shit.
We're on the wrong side of the tracks. That was filmed in Gravesend.
Oh, well, surprise, surprise.
And the high school was filmed. And the other part of it was filmed in my neighborhood.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Because the story apparently hasn't changed since the fucking 40s. Wherever the fuck it was.
It looks nice down there, though.
It's great.
You have
it's
nice
awesome.
Neighborhood. Great pizza, too.
Thanks. You listen to High Society Radio. When Chris opened his cell phone store, he told me you had extra rooms in the bottom, right, to rent out?
Yeah.
And you were talking about some kid who had a 3D printer who was going to rent out a spot.
Yeah,
there.
Basically he lost his job, so then he couldn't get a small business loan because he didn't have steady income.
Yeah. Well, that I thought of you in that fucking after I read over the maybe the last couple of days that some motherfucker made a handgun with a 3D printer, a working handgun.
Somebody made a fully automatic.
I heard about an AR. Someone made parts to an AR-15.
That's fucking crazy.
But it was only parts to the AR-15. They still had to have a metal barrel for the actual gun. Yeah. But then some dude made an entire fucking .22.
Yeah, but how?
A fully automatic .22.
That's what I'm saying, though. The 3D printer is basically like a strong kind of plastic, right? You can't really fire that shit off.
Apparently, he made it
chamber.
With $30 worth of plastic. He bought $30 worth of plastic, threw it in the fucking 3D printer.
No way that shit can fire, though.
Yeah, no, he fired like 200 rounds. He said
there was a guy who reviewed it who said it fired better than other 22s he's fired.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yo, 3D
wow, that's crazy.
3D printers the future, dog.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm saying. So there's now a 5-day waiting period on 3D printers if you want.
Back on
and they're trying to ban the sale of the plastic over the internet in New York.
Oh, boy. They're just banning everything.
I just want to make keychains.
That's what most people do with it, is make like stupid jewelry. Yeah. I've had this design in my head for so many years. Now I can finally do it. You know what I mean?
Wish we had a 3D printer.
Shit would be awesome, son.
Shit would be dope.
Fucking make Gundam toys and sell it to kids and shit.
Sure, we can make Gundam toys. All right.
It's actually just cheaper to just, like, you prototype on 3D printing and then you just pay people in China to make it even cheaper. Like this, like once you have the blueprints for this gun that we're looking at, you just send the blueprints to China and they can make it for a nickel.
Yo, but the guy fucking fired an actual bullet or fucking BB out of that?
No, bullets. Guns. 22 bullets.
22 caliber bullets.
I mean, granted, those are small bullets, but they will fuck you up.
Those are real damage.
You don't want to get shot.
No, no one ever wants to get shot.
I wouldn't think so, son.
Except for Bushwick Bill.
Damn. Sure, yeah. Oh, man. Damn, that's pretty cool, man.
Didn't Lil Wayne shoot himself in the foot on purpose?
Shot himself, I think, in the stomach. Or some shit like that.
Smart.
Hey, he got rep for it, though, right?
That's true.
I guess.
Do what you do, dude. Right, whatever the fuck commercial that is.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
He does the Mountain Dew commercial and shit.
What, does he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's a spokesman for them now.
Here's a good quote. Being able to make a firearm at home is nothing new. In fact, holding a receiver for an AK-47 is a very simple project that requires nothing more than hand tools.
Do they show you how to do it? Because if it...
Yeah, there's all sorts of links here. Just go to digitaltrends.com.
All right, digitaltrends.com.
Yeah, people, make your own guns.
Yeah.
From your buddies at High Society Radio.
Rob a bank, throw a party.
A gun party. Who doesn't want to have a gun party?
Invite Mindy, son. She's down.
Hell yeah, she loves guns.
No, she needs the vote. She doesn't love guns. She's pro to stop and frisk, just like I am.
Yeah, but disproportionately stop and frisk doesn't stop people that look like Mindy.
Word.
So what was the guy going to make in your fucking basement?
He was just going to do prototyping. I actually had a bong idea that I was going to...
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah. And he was just like... It's not that... It's really... I mean, obviously, $30 worth of plastic made this. Like, the prototyping is what's expensive. Like, you come in and he'll show you what can and can't work on the blueprints. It's sick technology, man. Like, you could do just about anything now. I mean... As anything plastic you can make, you know what I mean?
That's awesome.
And people are doing architecture, like the really expensive 3D printers. People are doing full architectural models on them now.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. It's sick.
Let's get one. Let's fucking party.
You can get a cheap one, real cheap, make some really shitty guns.
Fucking 2,500 or some shit, right?
We could just make zip guns out of them.
It's kind of enough for me.
Yeah, whatever. You just got to have four of them on. You just drop them after every shot. Just be like that old dude in, what's it called? Fucking...
Boondock Saints?
Yeah, there you go. Just dropping your guns.
Yeah, that motherfucker just lit those assholes up. So I also heard that Bloomberg is looking to ban baby formula.
Yeah, I mean, in the hospital. He's trying to make it not available.
Why? Why should...
Because apparently why it comes in bigger than 16-ounce bottles.
Oh, okay. Shut up. All right, see, that's not a soft drink. That's milk.
Well, it's a soft drink. You can only have booze in bigger than 16-ounce containers.
Apparently.
Why does Bloomberg think he knows what should go into a baby's mouth, whether it be formula or titty milk?
Well, it's supposed to be healthier for a child to have breast milk, but I feel like are they going to drug test all these mothers
when
they show up?
That's what I'm saying, man.
Like,
you got crack in your titty milk. That's not a fucking good look. Might as well just give them a little can with the bear on it.
I don't know. I'm fucking. Also, the fucking titty milk ruins the titties, doesn't it? When the kid's just sucking on titties for fucking months at a time. I don't know shit about this.
I don't know either,
I can tell. No, it doesn't ruin the titty. No, it's still a titty.
Well, they leave like stretch mark or little teeth marks on it.
Well, they don't leave teeth marks on it because they don't have teeth. They're babies.
I've seen people breastfeed to like they fucking five.
Oh yeah,
that's like
we've talked
shit.
About that on here before. Yeah. I mean, it was years ago. We were talking about the people who breastfeed till they're seven.
Yeah,
that's just fucking creepy. But I think that's basically where Bloomberg's coming from. I think he breastfed till he was about 7 or 8.
Oh, word.
And that's why he's such a fucking dick.
Yeah, what's he taking away? The first thing he fucking named that was what, 12 years ago now when he fucking became mayor.
That's
his third
fucking,
term.
That's a goddamn shame on the city right there. 12 fucking years of his ass.
Let's see. Smoking was first.
Yep.
Then trans fat. Mm. Now soda.
He tried to go after salt, but it didn't fly.
Yeah, he was retarded for that one.
Oh, yeah. He tried to take salt off tables or something?
He tried to take salt off tables and limit the amount of salt in dishes in all restaurants.
That's insane.
There's absolutely no way to regulate it because nobody does anything when the health department's there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like... That's the unwritten rule. Like, if the health department shows up, you don't serve a drink. You don't do shit until they leave.
Fuck yeah, son.
Just fucking shut it down.
Oh, you want water? Go fuck yourself. Like,
look, these guys could fuck us over, so you guys are going to have to wait.
Well, the fact is, they're going to violate you on something. There's always, even if you don't have any roaches, if your everything is perfect,
they'll fuck you anyway.
Dude, I mean, have you ever heard this? Like, they have to have paper hats behind a bar.
I've never heard
for
that.
What?
Get the fuck
I know
out
somebody
of here.
Who got violated for that. He was bartending, and
what?
They came in. They were like, "How come you don't have paper hats behind the bar
wait.
To keep your hair on your head when you're serving drinks?
Wait.
You know those stupid paper hats, like
the
stereotypical old
shit,
Dunkin' Donut shit.
Yeah.
You're supposed to have that behind the bar.
Every bar, or
every
bar that serves food.
No,
that's
every bar.
Fucking crazy, son.
That'd be crazy if all the bartenders in New York started wearing paper hats, though.
You ever seen bartenders
weird.
Wearing a glove before they served you a drink?
No.
They're supposed to, or they're
what?
Supposed to use tongs. You don't see that shit. You know why? Because it doesn't happen.
I've never seen the tongs.
That sounds impractical to me.
Yeah, it is impractical, and I don't think anybody's ever gotten sick from that.
Oh, no.
I'd hope not.
I'm not a doctor, Chris.
I'm sure that anybody who has gotten sick, I'm sure that anybody who's gotten sick from that just was like, wow, I drank too much last night. They didn't even fucking know.
Yeah. Oh, man, they could have had a fucking lawsuit on their hands. That sucks.
Shitting out blood and all that. Good time.
Also, all that booze is going to fucking kill the bacteria, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude. Especially on citrus. Citrus kills bacteria, too. Come on. That's what most drinks are garnished with.
That's why I don't got scurvy, dog.
I know, on your long trips at sea.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You take time off from radio to go be a crab fisherman.
Mm-hmm. It's the shit. Yeah. Love Deadliest Catch. Those motherfuckers, all they do is eat oxys and fish.
Oh, yeah, you got to, son.
I guess you have to.
Fucking, they making $60,000 a year, shit. I'm not mad at them.
No, some of them will make fucking $80,000 in one trip. It's fucking nuts.
And then they blow that shit on fucking mainline heroin.
Yeah, I guess.
Fucking Alaskan heroin. That can't be good down there.
I don't think they don't stay in Alaska. They bounce
I don't know.
The
wherever
the
they
country.
Fucking go, they doing heroin, though. No. I'm pretty sure that
okay.
shit.
Great.
Well, I mean, heroin on the boat makes sense. It, like, suppresses your libido.
Oh, what?
Well, no, they wouldn't be doing they wouldn't be doing downers on the boat. They have to fucking do like 20-hour shifts, so they'd be doing uppers.
You can't sleep on dope, son. You get all scratchy. What are you talking about,
what
dude?
What are you thinking? They fucking raged on there, ready to fuck each other on that boat, son?
No, but I'd imagine you'd want to take away the desire to fuck.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, son.
What? Just in general, you don't want to be thinking about fucking. You want to be thinking about sweet, sweet dope.
I don't think they on that boat that long where they start thinking, yo, that dude. With
I thought they were there for like 3-4 months.
It depends. They'll go out for a few weeks at a time, I think.
Fucking beat off in the bathroom like a gentleman and don't
it's
talk
cold.
About it, son. Ah, fuck
it's mad
that,
cold.
Son. I know it's mad cold.
Are we talking about Deadliest Catch again? We just talked about this.
Yo, it's the Bering Sea, John. It's fucking like between Russia and America. It's nuts.
Oh, yeah, son. I can't watch that show now. I'm thinking of sexual tension on the boat.
No, because they're all doped out of their face.
I hope so, son. Fuck.
You should give the show a shot, Johnny.
I watch it, but I can't now. Thinking like, oh,
anything that might be gay.
Not that
Johnny
it might
can't
be
watch.
Gay, but it's just like, I'm thinking an inside joke be like, oh, you remember that time we fucked? I'm like,
Why would that be the inside joke?
I don't know, son. What other kind of inside jokes could you have on the boat?
Oh,
son?
It wouldn't be inside at all. If that's just blatant. It's like, yo, remember we fucked each other?
Well,
was
I mean,
crazy.
Something was inside something.
I guess we're gay. I guess we're gay now. Terrible. We're getting a crab boat.
Oh, man.
Johnny, tell me about this Florida puppeteer.
Oh, the kid fucker. Yeah, he worked at a church.
You ruined the story.
Well, you know, I like to get to the gist of things. And he likes to get into the bottom of kids' asses, apparently, because they found with a whole shitload of porn in his house. But fucking kid porn, which is no good. So, basically, he had pictures of missing children.
No,
which is
Christ.
Not even a good look. And then the show he was on was called Joy Junction.
Wait.
He was on TV?
Public access Christian television.
Oh, that's great. Christian television.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just a child kidnapping pedophile?
Well, he wasn't that's the weird shit about the story. He only has the pics, but they don't have any established relationship with the kids. They're like out-of-state kids. Oh, he had
Wait. They were nude pictures of missing kids, or they were just the, like, milk carton pictures?
No. Fucking, like, nude photos and shit. So that's kind of fucking... it's no good. Like, how the fuck did he get... He didn't leave the state. That's why I'm like... That's why the feds got involved. He never left the state, but he has those photos, and those are, like, cold cases and shit now.
Oh, no.
Johnny.
So, Johnny, this is a terrible story.
Mr. Brown might be getting some work in, son.
Well,
and he looks
retarded.
What
kind of puppets did he use?
He just used one.
Ventriloquist dummy?
Yeah, ventriloquist dummy.
You didn't use marionettes?
Mm-mm.
No?
Oh, he also
marionettes
had,
take too much work.
He also had a photo of a 3-year-old girl being strangled. There you go.
What the fuck?
By a puppet?
He also said he would like to kill a specific boy at his church in the same manner. I imagine him wigging and then going still.
Maybe it's just like that Batman villain from the cartoon, and it's really just the dummy talking. Maybe. Right.
Oh, well, look, he even talked about fucking eating their flesh and different body parts tasted like, according to the Times. So he was not about molesting them, more about fucking cannibalizing. Very nice.
What
and
the
they found,
fuck?
They found mad boys underwears in his car during a traffic stop. How the fuck he
maybe
got
he
away
just
with
uses
that?
Them as like in his magic act. They're like hankies, Jesus. And he just like pulls them out of his sleeve.
God
you know?
Damn.
This smells like poop and blood.
Why is there a fucking name on the back?
Yeah, they're all different colors. You know that trick where you pull it out of the bottom of your sleeve. It's all different colors.
Jesus Christ.
This one's gray matter.
That's awful, Johnny.
Hey, that's what he did, son. I didn't do it. I'm just
it's
telling
awful
you.
For you bringing this up. I feel bad now.
Yeah.
You know, any fucking kids you know take solace in that.
I
doesn't know any kids.
I don't know any kids.
Because he fucks and kills them. So
I don't fuck any fucking kids, nor do I kill them.
Don't fucking throw that out like that. Are you trying to get him on a fucking list, dude?
What list?
Don't get him out there like that.
It's not true.
You're making it seem like it's real.
Yeah, John, you're not helping me.
I do not
I'm looking out for you, dog.
Are you?
I'm trying.
It's not working.
Oh, well.
Not helpful. Fuck.
It's like the Bing thing all over again, all but right, kid
man.
Touching.
Yeah.
Not helpful.
Goddamn Bing constantly. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You can't find shit on that search engine.
So I'm on Facebook now. Me and Bing are friends.
To Johnny,
Facebook.
Bing stands for Boys in Need of Gaping, because he's also a pedophile.
Wow, oh, son. God. Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm going to vomit.
Damn, Chris. Wasn't this supposed to be a clean show today, by the way?
Everything's clean. Don't worry.
There we go.
It's not clean just because you say it is. It'll never be clean again.
Well, I'll just fucking say crazy shit. Don't worry.
Yeah, you want Christian Public ask us to?
Oh, no.
Everything's
man.
Clean? You're in denial?
Wow. Really, son?
I have no public access.
The shit you go ham on is fucking child molestation jokes. That's where you go, right there.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Chris.
Seriously.
Holy shit, now I'm uncomfortable.
Now you're uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
I've been uncomfortable for a while.
Well, there you go.
What in the fuck? This is a wild one, boys.
Yeah.
This is a weird one tonight.
A little crazy.
Not gonna lie. This could be the last one, too.
Yeah?
It seems
no,
like
not.
It.
No. It's appropriate. Crazy clown music. We're just talking about fucking pedophiles.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fucking clown music.
Jim Morrison wasn't a pedophile.
No.
Way.
He was a lizard king, son.
Yeah, he was a lizard king.
Just as bad.
No, that's better. It's better to be the lizard king. That's it for us.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to go home and feel bad about myself. I'm Pepper Hicks.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Oh. Don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die. Say